friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book. One of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And art did Gus do?
Oh, our cousin Gus did the art.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to...
It's illustrated.
That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story. Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called The Office, A Day at Dunder Mifflin Elementary. And this was written by Rob Perlman, illustrated by Melanie Bremer, and I will put the pictures up on my Instagram so you can see.
And it is read
today by Mommy and a guy who
is Rubble
on the double. He happens to be a puppy dog from Puppy Dog Pals, so y'all better just check us out.
Never heard of Puppy Dog Pals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have heard of
Paw Patrol. Mommy, what were you thinking? That's embarrassing. I can't believe it.
Bingo and Rolly on from Paw.
Are the other guys? You know what? You're right. I should have known better. You would think I would know, but I guess maybe my brain was not there today. I was actually more focused on looking at this very interesting book because do you know that Paw Patrol and Puppy Dog Pals are television shows? And did you know that the book that I'm about to read to you is also from a television show? It's true. And these are, this is from a story that a show that Mommy liked and watched and laughed really hard at. So, without any further ado, here we go. I'm Michael Scott. I'm a student at Dunder Mifflin Elementary. When Principal Wallace and Miss Levinson asked me to be the class line leader, I told them I needed 2 days before I could start. Because that's how long it took my mom to get this made. Now everyone will know I'm the world's best line leader. And in the picture, what does he have? What is this? It is a thermos. It's a cup that's got his drink in it, and it says world's best line leader. Amazing.
Michael's nice. He tells a lot of funny jokes.
Jokes, yes. Funny, not really.
But I think he's too excited about being line leader.
Yeah, he makes a big deal out of things, like the time he thought our class turtles went missing when we were just cleaning their tank. Okay, so these are two people talking. It's a little girl and a little boy. And the little girl is the one who says that she likes Michael. And the little boy says Michael's a little bit strange. But in the picture, we can see that Michael is freaking out. He is going, "Where are the turtles?" Because what's happened? They're not in their cage. Where are they? Okay. Yeah, they're getting their cool. They're getting cooled off while their cage is being cleaned. Now, here comes another guy, and he says, "Michael is really cool, but I don't think he should be line leader by himself. He needs an assistant, someone who is smart, a good friend, and has a black belt in karate, like me." "This class is a mess, Michael," Dwight complains. "You should let someone help you be line leader." "I don't need help. I can do it by myself," I say.
"For real, Michael?"
Kelly butts in. "Please, you need all the help you can get," Stanley adds. Oh yeah, friends, we can see that there's a lot of other kids in their elementary school classroom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, there's a ton of kids here.
There's 8.
I think there are 9 because we also want to count Michael. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right?
You already got Michael.
Did I already count him?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. 9. So, in this classroom, we can see that it looks like Michael, who is the line leader, might not be the best line leader, it looks like. Let's see what happens. "Fine, you can be assistant to the line leader," I tell Dwight, "so everyone will stop bugging me. I don't really need help." "Assistant line leader? I accept," he says. "Assistant to the line leader," I correct him. "I'm going to show this class that I am the world's best line leader. It's time for a meeting," I yell. "Come on, everyone," Dwight says. "Nice and orderly." "Yeah, nice and orderly," adds Andy. "But I have math to learn," complains Oscar. "A mistake plus 11 equals 7, says Kevin.
"Meetings are fun," says Aaron. "What are meetings like?"
Do you know what a meeting is? Okay. So a meeting is when you get a group of people together or even more than one person together to discuss something. Usually grown-ups have meetings when they're at work or if they have something important to discuss, okay? Sometimes moms and dads will even have a meeting with a teacher or with someone who's in charge of something, okay? "Once the class is settled, I make my announcement. I will lead my first line into a big party. Angela, can you throw one in 5 minutes?"
"Plan a party in only 5 minutes?
She asks. "Ryan, Phyllis, and Meredith, you can help," I suggest.
"Do you really think this is a good idea?"
asks Ryan. "Of course it's a good idea," I say. "Parties are always a good idea." I kind of think he's right. I love having parties as often as I possibly can. However, I have never met someone who can make a party happen in 5 minutes. Do you think they can? Let's see. "I just hope this party is better than my last birthday party. I was allergic to the pony my mom rented and had to spend the whole day inside. Achoo! And in the picture we see, there he is with his pony, and he is definitely sick. But it looks like some other people have some things to say about that party. So here's the little boy and the little girl again. And the little boy says, "That was a really great party." And the little girl says, "There was a pony." And then another little boy, who looks kind of sad, says, "I wasn't invited." Aw, that's too bad. Maybe you'll get invited to the next one. After I end the meeting, Dwight has even more questions for me. "Michael, how are we going to line up for the party? Order is very important. The first person gets all the good snacks, and you know what it's like to be last." "I have a plan," I tell him. "I don't have a plan, but don't tell anyone. They'll think I'm the worst, world's worst line leader." Oh, he doesn't have a plan, but he said he did. Is that a good decision? Oh, Michael, you did not make a very good decision here, my friend. Let's see what happens. I say, and look around the room. "What if we line up alphabetically?" Do you know what that means?
A, B, C, D,
yep.
E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Yep. So he's getting everybody to line up with the letters of their alphabet from their names. "Actually," Oscar starts to say, "we haven't all learned the alphabet yet," Toby adds. "Everyone,
Toby.
I know, Toby! Everyone, line up," I declare. But our first line is not right at all. "This is not alphabetical," I shout. So then I have the class line up shortest to tallest. But that doesn't work because Kelly's legs are little and she doesn't walk as fast as everyone else. Tallest to shortest doesn't work either because Dwight can't see around Kevin's big head. Uh-oh, that's not very kind. Being a line leader is hard. Because he's taller than him, yeah? You know, it's so funny to see how everybody lines up and some people come in different shapes and sizes. We all come in different shapes and sizes and some people are tall and some people are short.
Like me, I'm short right now.
Yeah, but you know what? We're growing. Yeah, and you short people will grow into taller people as you get older. Because you are little.
Where's Toby?
It's because you're small. You're a very young person.
Which one's Toby?
This one is Toby. So, but grown-ups, of course, we've all grown up. It's right there in the name. And that's why we're tall. And children are not, because they're little.
Are all of them grown-ups?
So in the picture, we can see all the children are playing. And they're children in this book. But in the TV show that Mommy has watched, they're all grown-ups.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, I have the class race, so they can line up from fastest to slowest. I try to get Stanley to run, but he doesn't listen. Oh, nothing works. Not even the paper airplane throwing contest. What am I going to do? They're all going to think I'm the world's worst line leader. What do you think he should do?
What's a line leader?
Good question. I'm so glad you asked. So, have you ever been at the grocery store and you're ready to check out and we have to wait behind someone else and then someone will get behind us? When you have a group of people waiting for something, we call that a line. And if you are leading the line,
you're a line leader?
You're the line leader. That means you're at the very front of that line. Does that make sense? I'm glad we had this conversation. Okay, here we go. Just when I think I'll have to cancel the party, Pam asks me,
"You okay, Michael?"
"You bet," I reply. "I just don't know what to do."
"My mom taught me you should ask for help when you need it," Pam says. "Everyone, even line leaders, need to ask for help sometimes."
"Whoa, Pam, your mom is an amazing lady," I say. "Attention, Dunder Mifflin Elementary. Everyone, even line leaders like me, needs to ask for help sometimes. Fact," Dwight declares. "So please help me be the world's best line leader," I say. "How do you want to line up?" "This class has amazing ideas, but I choose the buddy system." And so here are some of the other options. Beet harvesting, paper orders, bankruptcy, pretzel toppings, cuteness, buddy system. Everyone here has some pretty silly ideas. Let's move on, turning the page. Everyone holds hands with a buddy. The buddy system. And it works. The class is in a great line.
Who's Toby's?
Let's read. "Way to go, line leader," Jim says. And that's, by the way, Jim is the name of the little boy and Pam is the name of the little girl that we see together when they're talking. Okay. "That was a really good choice, Michael," Daryl says. "As assistant line leader, I agree." This one. Dwight declares. "Assistant to the line leader," I tell him with a smile. "I'm Michael Scott. I'm a line leader at Dunder Mifflin Elementary and I lead a great class." Oh, I skipped a page, but here they all are talking. And here's Pam and Jim, and Pam says, "Michael's a pretty good line leader. He knew when to ask for help today." And Jim says, "Who knows what'll happen tomorrow, though?" And Pam says, "You never know with Michael, but today was a good day." And here comes Toby, and he says, "Today was not a good day. But then, Kelly gave me an oatmeal raisin cookie." Oh, that was nice of him. Oh. Then there's Kelly, and she says, "I hate oatmeal raisin cookies." Oh. So she gave it to him because she didn't like it. But that doesn't matter. She gave it to him, and that made him feel special. Right? Yeah. And friends, that is the very end of that story. And I think now we can say the end. And yay, The Office.
And Rough, Rough, Ready.
Rough, Rough, Ready.